Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Raj Punjabi, head of identity content at HuffPost.
And I'm Noah Michelson, head of HuffPost Personal.
Welcome to Am I Doing It Wrong? The show that explores the all too human anxieties we have about trying to get our lives right.
Raj, how much shopping do you do online?
I would say the bulk of the shopping that I do is online at this point.
And you enjoy it, or it's more like you just need to get it done?
No, I really enjoy it. There's like a stress relief component to it. Ever since the height of the pandemic, I'm not the most fond of going into a crowded department store.
That makes total sense to me. But my follow-up question is, do you think you're good at online shopping?
No, certainly not.
You think you're doing it wrong?
I do think I'm doing it wrong. I have so many questions about sizing and returns. I'm really bad at returning stuff. It's a mess.
My thing is, like, I feel like I could be saving a lot more money than I am. And yeah. I don't know the tips and tricks to do that. And so I'm excited about this episode because I want to save money.
I'm really excited about it. And thank goodness, today we are chatting with HuffPost Managing Editor of Shopping, Emily Ruane, about scoring the best deals online with the least amount of hassle.
Let's do it. Hi, Emily. Thanks for coming to the show.
It's so great to be here.
We have a lot to talk about, but before you even sit down and log on to like your favorite site, what should people be doing?
Well, I would say, first and foremost, don't use public Wi-Fi. This is something that I learned recently. It's notoriously unencrypted, and it's really easy for hackers or like the guy sitting next to you in the coffee shop to like steal your personal
information. Did not know this.
Yeah.
So that's pretty important. I would also just like make sure that you're shopping on websites that you know about. There are a lot of household names out there, but if you encounter a site that you are see something and you're just like dying to have it and you have never heard of it before, make sure that there's an HTTP, I'm going to mess this up, HTTPS and like a padlock symbol in the URL. And also just like do your homework on the website a little bit. I would try to make sure that they have an active and not scammy looking social media presence like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. Do they have like a valid customer service email? Is there someone behind the curtain who can talk to you? And is there also, do they have like a physical address? Not always a deal breaker because, you know, a lot of stores are online only these days, but is there some sort of information on the website that points to some kind of mailing address where they can receive mail?
This is smart because, all right, one of my favorite things now is that the algorithm has gotten so good that most of the ads I get on Instagram and Facebook, I'm actually like, I want to buy that.
It's really scary.
Although a lot of the clothing I get is for toddlers, which I wonder what that's about. And I'm like, damn it, those shoes don't come in my size.
I have tight clothes too, Noah.
Yeah. But I am sometimes like, what is this random company? Like, yes, mm-hmm. I want those pants, but mm-hmm. like, I've never heard of this company before in my life.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I have definitely gotten scammed at least once, just like clicking on something on Instagram that is really beautiful and it looks too good to be true. Mm-hmm. What does scammy looking, like you said, look like? Because I don't know.
Scams can take so many forms. Another thing that is not always a total deal breaker, but helpful is if you like check the Better Business Bureau. Mm. That's such a bureaucratic, for lack of a better word.
Old school.
Really old school, but it does really help. We're all sort of getting wise to the ways of AI and like AI photography, but just look at the website and check for like really obvious typos in any of the copy, or just copy that looks like it was written by a robot or a machine.
You know what I've noticed? Literally, if it seems too good to be true,
it
probably is. Stuff. My friend Karina sent me this ad for a doll that was like a monkey. It looked like a monkey, like a real monkey, and it was like $500. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to buy it for her just because she hated it, loved it so much. And I looked online and I found another one, and it was the exact same monkey, but it was only $39. And I was like, oh my God, I will spend $40 for a joke on Karina.
Yeah.
She gets
a good
it. She gets it 3 weeks later, and it is not the $500 monkey doll. No. It looks like you got it at like a carnival and it's filled with bed bugs. You know what I mean? And I was like, oh, I wonder why. Like, if it's $450 off, probably there's something going on there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 90% off is, it happens sometimes, but it's comparatively rare.
Yes. Completely.
But I want to know, do you have any thoughts about like what state of mind you should be in when you sit down to online shop?
It's good to go into it with planning and to try to not be swayed by various marketing tactics like sales, scarcity. I think you just want to really have like a clear head. Don't be angry.
Yeah.
I know it's like very therapeutic for some people. And if that's like maybe what you need when you're angry, I totally get it. But I would say like try to be as of rational mind as possible. And also like if you see something and you're like, oh my God, I have to have this, like maybe just don't buy it right away. You know, like just... Unless you're like on Etsy or eBay or something. No, but for the most part, I think just want to take a beat and just like think about whether or not you really need it, and also kind of just monitor the item.
I have stocked a pair of Fendi shoes for a really long time. I like to watch my prey until I can, until it gets to a price I can.
It is a fine line. I wanted this jacket last year and I was watching it and it kept dropping in price. I think it was a Coach jacket. I don't really buy labels. Like I don't need that. And it was like $600, and then it got down to $400, and I was like, you know what? When it gets to $300, I will buy it. And then it disappeared.
And then it was gone forever.
And I was like, I would have spent that $400 on it. And I found it on another site eventually, and it was even cheaper. But I was like, there are always these signs in New York, at least at vintage stores. And it says, nothing haunts you like the vintage you didn't buy.
Oh my God.
And I think it's so true. Like when you really want this thing and you can't get it, that is a horrible feeling.
You think about it like an old lover.
But,
I have so many memories.
I think you're right, though. If you can, or if it's an item that they're not going to go out of stock, a TV or something, probably a good idea to wait a little bit.
To wait a little.
Tell me about comparison sites. If we know we want something, what's the best way that we can search for it, the same item on different sites?
This is a tragically obvious answer, but Google.
See, I thought I was like doing the too obvious answer, but that's the one.
You know, there are other ones. I think we'll get into this in a second, but like Rakuten and Honey and all those sort of like shopping assistant sites will also help you compare prices. But if you're just looking for something in the moment, like, just Google it and see where else it's being sold. There's sometimes a little like widget in Google that will show you like the price fluctuations. And that's, I think that's really the best way and the easiest.
Let's talk about Rakuten and Honey. I thought Rakuten was like a scam. I didn't do it for so long because I was like, there's no way. And so basically these are sites where they will give you cash back, or they will automatically give you coupons. And all these people, all the commercials are like, I made all this money with Rakuten and like a cash back. And I was like, there's no way. Yeah. And in the last year I've made $150, or I didn't make it, but I got checks back in the mail from them. It's a real thing.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, they bring customers to stores, because people go to Rakuten knowing that they'll get cash back, and Rakuten earns a commission when they bring a shopper to a retailer, and then they just give some of that money back to the customer.
It's kind of genius.
It's like it's like the price of business, just to get people through the door, and they're like, it's worth it.
Yeah. Because, I mean, Rakuten in particular has such an unbelievable infrastructure. Like, there's an app, and there's so many bells and whistles to it. You get back like a percentage of the sale, and the percentages can fluctuate. So if you get like if you make a Nike purchase on the day that the rate is really high, you're right. going to get a lot of money back wow. versus, you know, on a day that it's like lower. And, you know, retailers will incentivize people with higher rates, higher cashback rates sometimes. So you can really, a site like Rakuten or Honey, which is something that PayPal does, which is similar in terms of like offering rewards and coupons and stuff like that. If you are someone that likes to whom like online shopping is like a game at which you yeah. win, mm-hmm. you can really like get in the weeds with getting as much money back as possible. And I mean, you maybe aren't using a coupon code, but you're getting like a lot of money back on your purchase. Right. So.
Okay, so let's talk a yeah. little more about these coupon codes because yeah. nothing excites me more in my pants than when I find like something that gives me $5.99 off mm-hmm. or free shipping or like mm-hmm. $3 in fall savings. Mm-hmm. Like,
yes.
But I spend too much time doing it and then mm-hmm. I get really frustrated. Mm-hmm. So are there any hacks to mm-hmm. finding coupons for things?
Choose your fighter, yeah. I guess, when it comes to online shopping. Like, you know, you could go all in with, like, I like to call, I don't even know if anyone calls them this, but, like, shopping assistants. Like, that's, like, really what they are. You know, you could go all in with something like that. Using a program like that, and I think this is, we might get into this, like, a little bit later. You do have to give them a lot of your personal information.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'm squeamish about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you also... I know we were like maybe going to talk about cookies later. You should have like any and all cookies enabled to use those websites, you know, because they need to be able to track your shopping behavior in order to function.
I think that's a great point. Like nothing is free, right? You're mm-hmm. going to have yeah. to give them something in exchange. Mm-hmm. And all of us have different levels of comfort in terms of how much we want to give people our personal info.
Yeah. Yeah. I draw the line at my phone number. I'm like, this uh-huh. is not a bar yeah. and you are not about to get my phone number.
Right. I like that.
I did that for you guys this morning when I was like testing out a bunch of things. I signed up for text alerts and I was like, why am I doing this? Uh-huh. It's in the name of research.
Well, sometimes I will sign up for the text alert because that's the only way you can get the coupon code.
That's true.
And then I just
and it's
stop.
A good one. Yeah. It's like a 15%
completely. And then I just get the product and then I just
block the number.
Yeah. Or I just hit stop. Like okay. it tells you yeah. you can stop them.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then
yeah. Okay. Speaking of mm-hmm. more discounts, mm-hmm. let's talk about the golden days of shopping, allegedly.
Oh yeah.
Amazon Prime Days, Black Friday. Mm-hmm. Are those deals really that great? I don't really shop on those days because mm-hmm. I'm not a believer yet, mm-hmm. but talk to me about those sales.
I have so much to say. So again, with like my general philosophy of like not going to the grocery store hungry, like sales yeah. are marketing tactics, you know? Yeah. They can be great, great, great opportunities to get the things that you want at a lower price. But, you know, they also can make you buy more than you intend to buy. Are Black Friday and Prime Day great? Great sale times, yes, definitely. I think that it's about the volume. I guess I'll start with Black Friday. It's a good time to shop because you can pretty much guarantee that every like retailer in the consumer-facing world is going to be having some kind of sale. Like really every one thing, I'm using the wrong terminology, everything under the sun will yeah. pretty much be on sale. So it's... If maybe Black Friday is coming up and you're thinking about buying XYZ, like it could be a strategic time to like hold on your purchase because it's probably going to be on sale. In terms of the best things to buy on Black Friday, again, like because everything is just on sale, I would say like almost anything. Mm-hmm. But I think historically, because of the types, this is me speculating a little bit, because of the types of stores that, you know, in the brick and mortar days would offer those like doorbuster deals. It is a really good time to buy like TVs, electronics,
uh-huh. yeah. Appliances,
splurgy appliances, and toys.
Oh,
that's, you know, I think just because of the seasonality.
Like right. adult toys or children's toys?
Oh, great question. Children's toys.
Not interested.
Oh, we could do like a whole separate episode about I think we should, okay. how to buy sex toys
Mental
on sale.
Note.
Yeah. Am I buying sex toys wrong?
Yeah.
I love that.
I'll be back. And it's kind of the same thing with Prime Day. There's just such an enormous volume of things on sale. Like Amazon sells almost everything. So, mm-hmm. and you know, it's become retailers and brands do get really competitive and stuff will be like some of the lowest prices of the year will be offered on certain things. To segue into like a couple other things, one thing I know that our sales editor, Janie Campbell, does this, and I am so indebted to her for this tip. Like, you know, on Amazon, you can create wish lists really easily. And you can really get into the weeds with like my fashion wish list and my beauty wish list and like my gifts from my mom wish list. And, you know, on a day like Prime Day or really any time that something is on sale on Amazon, like your cart or your list will just update with the sale prices.
That's really cool, so, yeah. Actually.
It's such a smart way to shop a holiday like Prime Day, I think, because you're going to like think about what you need, what you want, and what you need, and then put it in your cart and just like let it chill and then just wait for Prime Day. And then you know that you're getting like what you actually were after, and not, no shade to the viral cloud slides, but like not the, not the TikTok like cloud slides.
Oh which, God, you don't need to see what's in my shopping cart.
I'm dying to know.
What about other times of the year? I always see those ads, you know, for like mattresses around Labor Day or back to school sales. I'm imagining that those sales are pretty good.
My best kept sale secret is Boxing Day. There's a host of lore surrounding like why it's called Boxing Day. It's like traditionally a British shopping holiday and or Commonwealth nations, I guess, like the UK, Canada. And one thing I read a long time ago said that it was like the time of year where like in aristocratic English households, after they had Christmas, they would get rid of all of their stuff that they didn't need anymore because they had all their new Christmas presents. And they would give them, they would like donate them or give them to their household staff. It was also the day that household staff would have off because it was after Christmas.
Because they had to work Christmas.
They had to work Christmas. Right. Yeah. So I don't want to be like the be all and end all on that anecdote, but it's, there's information that backs that up. So, but it's sort of just this like unsung post-Christmas holiday. And I like shopping it because it's like, there's a little bit less of a frenzy around it. You also probably have like Christmas money to burn at that point.
Right.
And there are like a few retailers that like really do it right. Like Zappos has a really good, the shoe retailer Zappos has a really good Boxing Day sale, and Lululemon has one because they're like a Canadian company. So, you know, again, I have a passion for fashion. So that's like generally what I'm looking for. But it's, I think it's like, it is sort of an unsung time to shop for things.
When I was a kid, the day after Christmas, we would take all the stuff back that we didn't want, you know, and then you would get gift certificates or you'd get cash and then you would go shopping again. So in some ways that really makes sense to me. It seems like a big shopping day.
The day you got your real gifts.
The ones you really want.
Yeah, the stuff you really want. And like no one's in stores, you know. Another thing that people like to do sometimes is shop the off season. So, you know, you always hear about like buying winter coats, like, you know, in January or air conditioners, like in August. That can be a really good time to get deals. You do slightly run the risk of low inventory and things being picked over, but you never know.
Yeah. And like Christmas decorations the day after Christmas, because nobody is thinking about that anymore.
Yeah.
Like things like that, I think.
Yeah, they're
really
all like 80% off.
Completely.
Yeah. I've always wanted to be that person.
Me too,
that
and
is
I'm
so
not.
Responsible.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
I'm like sometimes hungover or just like napping all day.
And I'm like, where am I going to put this for 11 and a half months?
Yeah.
You know? But if you have the space, put it in your garage,
let's
your
transform
attic.
Into that person. I want that for us.
I'm going to let you do it first and then I'll see how you do.
All right,
and then I'll try.
Tell us how it goes.
It's the same person who wants to do her laundry on time, et cetera, et cetera.
Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
So Raj, tell me, how is your social battery right now?
You know, today it's pretty high and vibrant, but it varies day to day.
That makes total sense because it's super easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Truly. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. For me, therapy has been illuminating. Just to be able to process day-to-day anxieties has helped me so much. I kind of wish that for everyone.
Well, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/doingitwrong today and get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/doingitwrong.
Welcome back to Am I Doing It Wrong?
So I do worship sales, but a lot of my Gen Z friends are really helping me understand how important it is to consciously shop. So I have, as of recent, been paying attention to local business and Black-owned business is very important for me to support. Tell me how, and I've noticed some bigger brands have been highlighting their like Black-owned products or companies. How do I find that stuff so I can spend, like put my money where I think it really counts?
No, that's a great question. I will never, ever stop hyping Etsy ever.
Yeah.
For so many things, for shopping small businesses, they do a really, really great job of curating Black-owned businesses, Brown-owned businesses, AAPI-owned businesses, Latinx-owned businesses, all year round. And
I love that. So not just for Black History Month, because when I see that trash when it's just in February, I'm like, oh God, this is not the only time I want to support Black
business. Etsy is no longer just like beeswax candles and like sachet packets. Like you can get everything on Etsy now.
You really
are the Beyonce, really.
Yeah.
I love them. Yeah.
And you know that like, you know, you can talk so directly or connect so directly with the person who's made your product or who has like spearheaded the making of your product. You know, it's I think it's just like such a wonderful resource for putting your purchase, like as much as possible of it, back in the hands of the person who like,
love that.
Dreamt it up.
Yeah.
There, some larger retailers are doing a good job of surfacing Black and Brown owned brands also. You know, Target has done a lot. They have a whole landing page of Black owned businesses, and they have partnered with Black designers on ready to wear collections, ready to wear apparel collections. And Sephora has a really great selection of Black owned beauty
Sephora
brands.
Sephora, I know, too. Is amazing with that too.
Yeah. I also like follow very closely the 15% pledge, like on social media and also just like on their website. They have a huge directory of businesses. And I just also like following them for just like.
Can you tell us what the 15% pledge is for those who don't know?
Yes. Okay. So it was started in 2020 by Aurora James, who was. Is not was she's the founder of Brother Valleys, which is a ready-to-wear and footwear brand. And the theory behind it is just, you know, Black people make up 15% of the American population, so Black people should also thereby be represented at least 15% of products in any given store.
Yeah,
there should be 15% Black owned, Black made. And it has continued to be a really robust sort of voice, mouthpiece for just the advocacy for like platforming Black businesses and also just like really putting pressure on retailers to like platform and partner with Black-owned businesses. And they have a great Instagram account. I know there was like a gala last year that was very fabulous. It's just, I definitely just always like want to smash the like button as much as I can.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
One of the things that you and I were talking about before we even got on the air,
we're famous now.
is that just in general, I mean, I think this whole show is about how do we save money? Mm-hmm. And in some ways almost feels like, how do we scam the big retailers out of a little bit of extra money, you know, and do it for the little guy? But you and I were saying also, like, we're happy to pay full price or even maybe a little more sometimes if it means we're supporting local businesses.
Oh, absolutely.
Or Black and Brown or queer owned.
Yeah.
And like, that's sort of a different agenda than just trying to get the most we can for the least price. It's like, no, I'm actually making a statement by where I'm shopping. One thing we haven't talked about yet, and I don't do this and I should, is price tracking. Talk to us about price tracking. What is that and how does that save us money?
That's like the lurking I do, right? Like the stalking of the Fendi shoes?
I think it is, but I think there are actual ways to do it.
There's like tools, So this is like going back to like your Velociraptor shopping habits or like my Velociraptor shopping habits. It's like, you need to like stalk your game. And one way to do that, so there's any number of tools on the internet that will allow you to track the price of any given product. The sort of shopping assistants that we talked about before, like Honey and Rakuten, can do that for you. So there's one that we use on the shopping team that is Amazon specific. It's called Keepa. It's really awesome. It's super easy to use. And you just install this Chrome extension something will pop up on your Amazon page that's just like, here's the price history of this item.
How far back will it go?
For as long as the item has been on Amazon.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And you can toggle back and forth. Like you can do like, let me see the last 3 weeks, the last month, the last like year. And you can also kind of see how long the item has been on Amazon like period, because it only goes back a certain distance. And it's like a little bit confusing, but because it shows you a lot of information, but you can turn things off and just have it be pretty easy to use. And as I was also saying to Noah before, because Amazon uses dynamic pricing, they can list an MSRP, which is the manufacturer's suggested retail price, that is like the original price. That price really never existed, one ever, or maybe that someone paid that price like one day, one time. So it's a really good, and but then often they'll calculate the sale percentages based on the MSRP or the, list price or whatever. So it's just a really good way to see like the actual price history of the item on mostly a website. I mean, I think Amazon is like the biggest known culprit of dynamic pricing in the retail. Like,
About what is dynamic pricing, just for people who don't know.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So it's basically like this algorithm fueled pricing model that calculates a lot of things that I don't exactly know, but like how often you've like looked at an item, how much inventory is left, like the time of year, the way the wind is blowing. And it's how airlines and hotels have priced their products since time immemorial.
So kind of gauging the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And gauging like your, the customer's like interest in the product.
Okay.
So many things, pricing trends across other retailers, it factors in, the algorithm is like so algorithm-y. So, sorry, I lost my train of thought for a second.
Here's a question I have about price tracking, okay?
Yeah.
Let's say I'm doing it. I want a new TV. Mm-hmm. I'm tracking this TV and I'm seeing it go up and down and up and down. Like, I don't know when to pull the trigger. Like, I see it suddenly gone down $150, but aren't I like, well, maybe tomorrow it's going to be down $200? Mm-hmm. So is some of it just sort of like you have to just look into your heart and like be like, this feels like a good time to get the TV?
Pray on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's some other stuff that you can think about. Like, yes, you should definitely look into your heart. Is it a brand new TV? Did the model just come out?
Yeah.
Is it like an older model? Do you see that it's like out of stock in other places?
Also, there's planned obsolescence. You guys know about that, right? Where like there are newer products that are meant to just conk out after a little while. I'm not going to name names of any phones.
Yeah, phones or computers. Yeah right.
I guess that goes into account, right?
Yeah.
How things are priced.
By that token, I think, if you're like stalking a TV that came out in like 2021, the price might not get that much lower.
Right.
If you're, again, with a company that shall not be named, like rumored to be releasing like a new model of the really popular product that shall not be named, there's a good chance that you're trying to clear house with your older stuff, your first and second generation what have you. So, that's a good question, Noah. Like, you do have to kind of like use context clues. And you know, if you have something like Keepa, or there's another one called Camel, that is actually what it's called, Camel three times in a row. You know, if you can like kind of examine the price history over like a long period of time, it's really different for electronics versus like a piece of apparel, like a sneaker that is probably not going to change. Like Adidas has been making a certain sneaker for like 5 years. It's like a bestseller. I mean, those things do get updated also. I shouldn't say that, but there, I don't know. There's certain things I feel like, especially in apparel, that just don't like change because people are just going to keep buying the same thing. So
I want to do a couple more just like lightning round tips and tricks. Okay. One of the ones that I just discovered is the abandoned cart discount, which I'd never heard of before. But apparently, Emily, you can say more, but like if you see something you want, you put it in your cart on the site and then you leave it alone, you abandon it. And what will happen sometimes you'll get an email from the retailer and they'll say, hey, we noticed you have this in your cart. Here's 15% off to go buy it, or here's free shipping, because they want you to complete
that
purchase.
It's kind of genius.
Yeah.
On both ends.
Yeah. There's so much. I think it's the statistic is that 70% of online shoppers abandon their carts.
Wow.
Which is, that sounds like a lot, but then also like think about how often you just like wander into a store, like kind of ping through things and then you're just like, bye. It's kind of like that, I guess, you know. But the advantage to doing it online over a store is that no one's going to like chase you out of the store being like, wait, here's 20% off.
Right, right.
It's hard to tell who's going to do it. But I mean, I think it's based on the ones we've all probably received over the years. It's pretty safe to say that most of the major retailers have it sort of built in. Because again, it's kind of part of not an algorithm, but, you know, the cookies, you know, you leave your little trace in the online cart and then an email is probably going to be automatically triggered after a certain period of time. Either just reminding you that you haven't completed your transaction, or if someone is, you know, I feel like there's probably even an algorithm that says like, send this person a free shipping code, or like, this is inventory that we want to unload. Like send this person a 50% off coupon. They're smart out there.
Yeah. So if you don't need it right away, like waiting a couple days to see if they come after you.
If they follow you.
I love to be chased.
It's, you know, it's definitely like not totally easy to predict who's going to do it. But I guess if it's something that you feel confident is going to remain in stock, there's really no harm in trying.
Another one that I found is, and we say this again on the show a lot, is talking to someone. So sometimes, like I bought a pair of Reeboks. When I was a kid, I loved Reebok pumps, okay? They were $150, and my dad was like, I am not spending that money on a 12-year-old to have tennis shoes. So I always had janky tennis shoes. But when I got older, I could spend my money on whatever I want. So I have like 15 pairs of Reebok pumps. I love them. And I had used a first-time coupon at Reebok to buy a pair. And then I went back, and they, for whatever reason, served it to me again, and I tried to use it, and they wouldn't let me. They're like, you're not a first-time user. So I just chatted their customer service rep on the little chat app, and I was like, is there any way I could use this code? And they were like, yeah, we'll let you use it. And I think that happens a lot. Again, it's like the abandoned cart. They want you to buy from them. 15% isn't that big of a deal if it's closing the deal. So I think sometimes just asking, same thing too, like if you miss the sale, you can chat with someone online. So easy now, the chat box just pops up and say, hey, I wanted to buy this yesterday, I didn't. Will you still give me the sale price? Almost always they'll give it to you.
I think it takes a little skill and a certain personality. Like shout out to my mom. I'm talking to her about her a lot during this episode, but she's a queen at that. Like I will be like, oh my God, I missed this or whatever. And you know, she'll call and get the shit done for me on an airline or whatever. She's just kind of cute and charming and flustered.
Yeah. And what's the worst thing that happens is they say no. And then you decide whether or not you want to buy it at full price, but it doesn't hurt to ask them. It's like haggling, but in sort of like a larger universe where Amazon doesn't really care. Same thing too. If you don't like your order from Amazon, like I got a microwave yesterday for my new apartment.
Congrats.
And a little piece of it was busted. And it's going to cost me $6 to get the right part. They gave me $25 back. And they were like, here you go. Because they don't want me to stop shopping with them.
They don't. Mm-hmm. And they got it like that too.
They do. Yeah. They have the extra money to spend.
Yeah.
And a lot of the bigger retailers just have like, because sales are so common now, it's just built into their margins. You know?
Yeah.
Like, and I shouldn't say that. That really doesn't apply across the board. Like shout out to small businesses. But you know, if you're shopping with like a bigger retailer, like they are pricing their goods, knowing that these markdowns are going to happen, and they're accounting for that. So it definitely doesn't hurt to ask. I think this is like not going to be so news to anyone, but like subscribe and save is a really, really good way to save money on stuff that you know that you're going to be buying repeatedly. And that's like what Amazon calls it, but so many retailers offer subscription-based discounts. And, you know, if you have an expensive beauty habit, like a hair care product or like a foundation that you know you're going to be getting over and over again, or I know Chewy is great with their auto ship pet food. And it's just, I think it's just, you know, there's certain things that we all know that we're definitely going to be buying all the time, like diapers, you know, it really is. You can even like schedule auto deliveries with a lot of the brands. It's just something that makes shopping so much more convenient, and you do save a little bit of money in the process. So I think that's just something that don't forget. Don't forget about subscribe and
save.
That's
another like very adult thing.
It is. It's really smart. Yeah. I never do it. And the same thing. Yeah. I have these vitamins that I always take and I even hover over that subscribe and save. And then I'm like, well, what if I want to change brand?
I know.
You know, like it's stupid. I never do. I should just click it.
It is such a personality type because I'm like, you know, I'm like, I need the freedom to like do the other vitamin brands
someday. I have a wandering eye. Exactly. Yeah. You just don't know.
You just
know.
Have to be locked in.
Vitamin slut. Okay. Kind of love that for you. Okay. So I have to ask about product reviews. Mm-hmm. We all know we should look at the product reviews. I love them when they come with pictures. Mm-hmm. But how do we know if those are real? Because I read so many that are too glowing to be real.
Yeah.
They're like, this is the best couch I ever bought. I love this couch. I want to take this couch to Saint-Tropez. I'm like, this
excuse me.
Yeah. Or like a bot from Germany wrote it. You know what I mean? Like the language is just weird. Like, what is this?
Okay. How can we tell if it's real or not?
This is like my favorite thing to talk about. Because sometimes when you really get into it, you're like, who is writing these?
Yeah.
But great point. If it sounds like a bot wrote it, it's possible that they did. Mm-hmm. If someone is like, oh my God, this changed my life. And they're like writing about toilet paper. It's like, I don't think
good
so. I
mean, maybe is life changing.
Maybe, you know, I shouldn't say that. Honestly, I will say if someone is like, the ply of this toilet paper is like the best I've ever encountered, and I've tried like TK rolls. If someone is really specific about the product, then I'm definitely more likely to think it's a real review. If something is too unspecific or just like great product, loved this. It's really hard to say. Okay, I'm jumping around a little bit, but oftentimes organic reviews get flagged as fake, you know, because not everyone is going to write like the great American novel about the toilet paper that they bought. But you sort of have to like weigh that a little bit, but if someone seems like too effusive about their like toothbrush, like that's a little weird. Mm-hmm. Another thing to look for is like the timestamp. If there's like a bunch of reviews that are all clustered around the same like day, week, month, and then there's like no reviews for any other time, like that was probably the product of someone just collecting a bunch of reviews from someone and like just dumping them onto their site.
Review sleuth. This is everything.
There's so much sleuthing to be done.
Something that I think was in our Slack channel when we asked people for tips, someone said, look at the 3-star reviews.
Yes.
Because the 1 and the 5 stars are obviously going to be like either angry people or people who are just so in love with the product, supposedly. But the 3-star is going to be really like level-headed, and they're actually going to tell you like what the pros and cons were.
Yeah. Matt Schumann, he said those middle of the road people are the most honest. And I thought that was really genius.
I'd never thought of that, but I think it is too. I'm going to look at the 3-stars now.
Yeah. And to that point also, you really want to look for like a healthy mix. I mean, you want to look for mostly positive reviews because you want a well-reviewed product, but you also want a healthy mix of like some 3-star, some 1-star, because it's just like not possible that every single person that bought a product is like glowingly, obsessively happy with it. Yeah. So they're being like too perfect of a score is a little bit of a red flag, I think.
And also sometimes too, I'll see people give 1-star reviews for things like this was delivered 3 days late. Well, that's not the product's fault. And so sometimes that brings down the rating. And so you have to really...
They're like, I stubbed my toe the day I used this.
Completely. And I'm like, that has nothing... Just like some of the reviews for this show actually have nothing to do with the show, I will say. Also, rate and review the show if you're listening and you love it. But yeah, you have to really pay attention to reviews if they're actually going to be valuable for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's like a few other... Oh, I also really like, per the timestamp thing, I like to sort reviews by date because a lot of times on a lot of websites, they'll like auto default to optimize, like making the product look amazing, or they'll optimize to having like the most positive reviews first. But most retailers these days will give you the option to sort by like most recent. So you should just look at the stuff that people have really been saying in a more like organic pacing, I guess.
Makes sense.
That's like another really important one. Another thing that always weirds me out is when someone is like, my Apple iPhone 15X with like secret transmission powers is so great. Like when they repeat the exact specific name of the product right. in a way that like is so just not organic. You know, that is always sort of a red flag to me. I feel like I could go on and on with the red flags like forever. Another little like hack that I have is looking at Reddit for reviews.
I love Reddit.
I really love Reddit for a lot of shopping things. Like this is like could honestly be like a whole separate topic, but I like really like going to Reddit for product recommendations also.
Because Reddit is the realest of the real.
It's so
for
real.
Better or Reddit for episodes. Worse.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For better or for worse, like you are going to get people's opinions mm-hmm. and you might hate them or you might love them, but like it's real people.
Yeah.
I want to hear to end. Mm-hmm. Are there things that either of you prefer to buy in real life? So at a brick and mortar store mm-hmm. versus online.
I have one. It's jeans. Uh-huh. I cannot buy jeans online. I can barely buy jeans in person.
Right.
Like what is going on with my lower half? I love it, but like not, you know, 90% of jeans don't fit me, right?
You're not the only person who said this to me.
Yeah.
Jeans, specifically denim. I would say pants actually. That would be my like top, like, so vote number three for like bottom wear. Yeah. Is because it's just impossible to know. I've stocked pants online, but then gone to try them on in the store before. Yeah.
So I'm the opposite of y'all. Like last year I needed new jeans because all my jeans were skinny jeans. And I was like, oh, I guess we're not wearing these anymore.
Oh, I heard.
You know? And so
they're gonna come back.
I never really liked them, so I'm glad they're gone. But I literally bought 12 pairs of jeans from like 5 different places, had them all shipped to me, mm-hmm. and then I could try them on at home. Mm-hmm. I made sure, again, with the return thing, that I could return all of them in store because I wasn't going to mail them back. Mm-hmm. But I did. It took a little extra time to return things. But I was like, I'm not going to go into 6 different stores, wait for the fitting room, do all that in store. So if they have good return policies, I will buy clothes online and then just return 90% of it, mm-hmm. which I guess is awful for the planet. And I'm a horrible person. Like, I didn't even think about that side of it.
No, we all do what we can do.
But
But I think it's like, I recognize that like our like buying of jeans and like clothes in general, like offline is a little bit atypical because so many retailers, Amazon included, makes it so easy to send I feel like there was like a moment back in the day when it was like, I'm going to buy this stuff and then sneakily return it, you know, we would buy a lot of stuff with no intention of keeping all of it. And it was sort of like a hush hush thing. It's now totally out in the open. So many retailers offer, like, you know, Amazon calls it try before you buy, but it's everywhere. And it's 1,000,000,000% expected that you'll buy a ton of stuff that you have no intention of keeping and then return some of it. And I think retailers are responding by making it just like easier and easier.
And they're also expecting that you're going to buy a ton of stuff, return some of it, and forget to return some of it. And they're just going to be cash again. And that sweatshirt that I bought that I've never worn once is literally still on my shelf.
Yeah.
And I never returned it.
In the box.
Yeah.
I have so many of those. I think this shirt that I'm wearing was... I wanted to return it and I just didn't.
But you're wearing it.
I am wearing it, yeah.
Emily, thank you so much for being here. This has been so, I feel like I've learned so much.
Me too, such a treat.
Thank you for having me. I've learned a lot too.
From myself.
About you guys.
Okay, it's time for Better in 5. Here are your biggest takeaways from this episode.
All right, number one, before you even start shopping, make sure that you're not on public Wi-Fi and that the sites you're visiting are secure and not sketchy.
Not sketchy. Number two, shopping assistants like Rakuten and Honey are really worth the hype. You're going to get coupon codes and cash back on so many of the things you're buying.
Number three, Prime Days and Black Friday and other big sales really will save you money, but plan ahead, make a list, and keep your head about you.
Number four, consider leaving something in your cart and walking away. A discount code might end up in your inbox. Or ask a customer service rep for a deal. You'll be surprised at what you might score.
A little flirting goes a long way. And number five, learn how to identify fake reviews. And check out the 3-star reviews first. Those tend to be the most honest.
Okay, Raj. Have you been online shopping wrong?
Oh, 110%. I've been online shopping wrong. I think the one thing that stuck out to me the most was supporting local businesses. I need to be on Etsy more. Everyone listening to this is going to be like, wow, are you 108? Like everyone's on Etsy. But yes, I am 108 and I'm going to be on Etsy more for sure.
I like that. I want to be on Etsy more too. And I also think I'm going to do some price tracking.
Yes.
Although I'm still a little bit unsure of like when I actually pull the trigger. But I like the idea of being more intentional about my purchases and saying, like, I know I need this thing. I probably don't need it immediately. Let's spend a little time and figure out when the best time to buy it
would be. There's excitement in the journey.
There really is. Well, until next time, as long as there are things to do wrong, we're going to be right here to help you do them better.
That's right. Take care.
Do you have something you think you're doing wrong? Email us at amidoingitwrong@huffpost.com and let us know.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.